Hello, my paranormal friends. It's Jason here of the Capture Paranormal Podcast. And before we get into this episode, I wanted to let you know about patreon.com/captureparanormal. This is the place where you're going to get exclusive Capture Paranormal content, whether it be exclusive videos, exclusive pictures, exclusive segments, and you could even be on the Capture Paranormal Podcast as a host with me. What's better than that? I mean, come on. Head over to patreon.com/captureparanormal. If you're listening to the Capture Paranormal Podcast and you're enjoying what you're hearing, or you like to watch our videos at youtube.com/captureparanormal, and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? You guys are doing a pretty good job and I want to help you out a little bit. Sure, I'm fully aware you do all of your paranormal investigations free of charge. And because you guys are so nice and awesome and want to help people and put out all this content, whether it be a podcast or a video, I want to help you guys out a little bit. If that's you, if that's what you're thinking, then you're going to want to head over to patreon.com/captureparanormal. You can pledge and let us know that you're enjoying what we're doing while getting exclusive content just for you, which also includes access to a private Patreon-only Facebook group where you can join us, post pictures, post your evidence, post whatever you want to post. And I'll tell you why, because it's a private Facebook group solely for pledgers and donators. So please head over to patreon.com/captureparanormal, pledge to the team, get all your exclusive content, get a shout out on the Capture Paranormal Podcast, get a credit in a Capture Paranormal video, be a host with me on the Capture Paranormal Podcast. Get it all only at patreon.com/captureparanormal. Let's get into the show. To the Capture Paranormal Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the Capture Paranormal Podcast. I am your host, Jason. And how about that theme music there, the intro music for the podcast? And it's the same music used for the YouTube videos at youtube.com/captureparanormal. We never talk about that entrance music. Yeah, I did it. Do you enjoy that? I do. I did it myself, actually. So, we are here for another episode of the Capture Paranormal Podcast. And on this episode, we're going to be reviewing the latest Ghost Hunter episodes. It was yet another two-episode week with Ghost Hunters Episode 9, You've Been Warned, and Episode 10, Blood on the Bayou. Pretty scary names for these Ghost Hunter episodes. I mean, for the content that they put out there, these names are just terrifying. But before we get into the latest Ghost Hunter episodes, I want to let you guys know about facebook.com/captureparanormal. Give us a like on there. That's where you'll find all the Capture Paranormal information you need to know about. We're always posting on there. Posting some memes up there, some pictures. You'll find out when our events are. You'll also see what's going on in the whole Capture Paranormal world, including if you're in the London, Ontario region, the surrounding area, and you happen to pick up Jack FM on your radio dial, Halloween morning, October 31st, you'll be able to hear yours truly, along with my teammate, Investigator Paul. We will be on Jack FM for their morning show on Halloween, talking ghosts, talking hauntings, talking everything to do with the paranormal. Yes, that's right. We've been asked to be on their program. So again, Jack FM, if you're in the London, Ontario region, maybe you can check it out online. I know they have a website. You can stream Jack FM. So get your Halloween day started with a little Capture Paranormal. We're going to be on there talking paranormal with the crew from Jack FM. And speaking of, what happened? It's Halloween already. Unbelievable. This year just keeps going by faster and faster. It seems like just yesterday it was January. Now we're at Halloween already. So what are you guys doing for Halloween? Are you dressing up? Are you going out trick-or-treating? Are you taking the kids out? Myself, I'm going to be part of a haunt. One of our Capture Paranormal members, Nikki, will be doing her yearly haunt, where she always puts on a great event. And this year, I can't wait because I get to be from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface. That's right, I get to be Leatherface for Halloween evening, scaring some people and having a good time. I can't wait for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll have some pictures up at Capture Paranormal Patreon. We'll have at patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. I'll throw up a few pictures. You can see my outfit and what's kind of happening with the haunt there on Halloween night. Just a little extra tidbits you will receive when you pledge at patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. Yes, so I can't wait to be Leatherface. I'm a huge fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1, 2, and 3. They all play kind of different versions of Leatherface, so I've been studying up. They all played their own little version of Leatherface, so I'm studying up, and I'm going to see maybe do a hybrid version of Leatherface. But I'd love to know what you guys are doing. Maybe head over to Instagram, follow us at Capture Paranormal. We'll follow you back and let us know what you are doing, and hopefully maybe send us some of your photos of your costume or what your night has in store for you for Halloween. We hope you all have a safe night, and whether you're taking your little ones out trick-or-treating, or you yourself, maybe you'll be out there trick-or-treating. Maybe if you wear a good enough mask, they won't be able to tell that you're 34 years old. But let us know. It's always fun to see other people's costumes and whatnot on Halloween. And like I said, check out facebook.com/CaptureParanormal. And we have our exclusive Patreon-only group now. So once you pledge for Patreon and Capture Paranormal, you'll receive a link to the exclusive Facebook group only for pledgers and donators to Capture Paranormal. And that's indefinite. So you, if you pledge once, you only want to pledge for 1 month, you're going to get access to that Facebook group. And even if you decide you want to cancel the following month, you only want to pledge the 1 month, that's cool. You want to get all the exclusives for that month, and then you want to cut it off, that's awesome. You're going to get access to that Facebook group, and once you're in that group, you're good. You're good to go forever. As long as that group is going, you're going to be a member of that exclusive Facebook group. So enough of the plugs. Let's get into Ghost Hunters Episode 9, You've Been Warned. God, that's so ominous. The Ghost Hunters crew were in Vicksburg, Mississippi at the Duff Green Mansion. Now, at this mansion, we had Harry, who was the former owner and a believer in the paranormal, and that paranormal things were happening within this this Duff Green Mansion. And his friend Harley, well, you see, she was the skeptic in this whole story. Harry was adamant that there was paranormal happenings at the Duff Green Mansion, and Harley was just not having any of it. She didn't believe any of it. And she was definitely on the skeptic side. Now, this property was active during the Civil War, and there were claims and reports of it being kind of a hospital where a lot of the soldiers, when they were injured, they would go there and have their injuries tended to, which sometimes meant amputations. And the story went that there were so many amputations of these soldiers there that they would pretty much stack up these body parts, these arms and legs and hands and all that stuff, and these body parts would be stacked up on this property, which is a little unnerving, to say the least. Some of the claims were that of a little girl, slamming doors, shadow man, and the apparent apparition of a soldier holding a limb or something of that nature that people have claimed to see at this mansion. So the ghost hunters came to town to see what they could find. We started out with Brandon and Mustafa on the first floor. It seems like we always start out with Brandon and Mustafa, don't we? They were on the first floor. They heard what sounded like a click. They thought it might have been the bed frame or something. They had some pressure fluctuations on the data logger. Now, I did notice, if you looked close, if you were one of those that looked very close, you noticed that the fans up, the ceiling fans were active. They were on, they were moving, they were fanning, if you will. And I don't know about you, but I've heard fans before that make sounds or click or things like that. They do make noise when they're on and they're running, whether it be a motor or you know, sometimes the little dangling chains that you turn the lights on and off, or turn the fan on or off. Those things will be dangling, and if it's, you know, the fan's moving, those things will be moving. Those little chains will be dangling and making noise. I've seen it before. So for them to hear this click or this knock with the fans going, they said it sounded like it was the bed frame. That's one of those things that you chalk up to, there could very well be a reasonable explanation for this sound. And like I said, I'm not one for clicks or knocks or anything like that. When you're in a house, when you're in a mansion, when you're in anywhere, you're going to get these noises. And so a lot of these shows, we've gone over 9 episodes now. This is the 9th episode. And these clicks and these knocks and these bangs that these ghost hunters, whether it be ghost hunters, ghost nation, ghost adventures, it's just very difficult to play into that being paranormal related. Regardless, we went to Brian and Rochelle, who were on the third floor. They were trying to debunk this shadow that people have claimed to have seen. We went over to Grant, Daryl, and Kristen in the Dixie Room, which was known for this this pile of amputated limbs, I guess. This is apparently the room where these amputations would take place. And Grant found that there was airflow coming in from the chimney. Now, you would think airflow would go out from a chimney, but he found that air was flowing in to the room from the chimney, which could explain why visitors and employees and such would smell what they claimed would be rotting smell, just gross, disgusting smelling things. And so if air's flowing in from the chimney, there's a good indication that whether it be a smell from outside, maybe a rodent or a creature crawled into the chimney and maybe passed away in the chimney, and that's what people could be smelling, is that this airflow coming into the Dixie Room. You know, you're catching that smell of these rodents or whatnot, or whatever else may be up there in that chimney, and that's what's causing these people to smell these awful smells. So that was definitely some good work by Grant and the crew there, that they were able to find that and kind of I would say debunk the whole situation with that room and the smells. Night two, Grant brought in Harry's granddaughter, who was one for seeing these entities or shadows, whatever it may be. So he brought her into the investigation. Her name was Lydia. And so Daryl, Kristen, and Lydia were on the second floor. And Harry's granddaughter, Lydia, apparently saw a shadow, something move over by the window. Daryl ran out there to see if anybody was out there. Didn't see anybody, and so they weren't sure what she might have seen. We had Grant, we had Brian, and Mike, a local investigator, in the Dixie room. Again, while they're in that room conducting their investigation, they thought they saw someone or something walk by the window, very similar to what Lydia saw. And Grant went out there and searched the area, didn't find anything. So there's this mysterious person or creature or shadow that's just walking by windows, I guess, at this Duff Green mansion. So at this point, they were all investigating every level of the mansion. Brandon actually went out to an antique shop and bought bullets that, you know, were related to the Civil War. And he had them in front of the EMF data logger. And he was getting spikes, which could have relayed to being a soldier or relating to these bullets that he had acquired. It was kind of a start and stop thing where he was getting these hits. He called to Grant, who came into the room, and then everything seemed to stop, whatever it was that was causing these EMF spikes. We had the big reveal at the end of the episode. They went over an EVP that sounded like a moan. Again, with these EVPs, if they're moans or shushes, anything like that, it's very hard to take these at face value because they are just that. They're just moans or they're just quick sounds that they're these sounds that you can easily replicate, and they're just so quick and there's not much substance to them. It's just, I understand they're doing this international television program, so that you need this content, but any investigator who wants to look at things logically would most likely not take any moans or shushes or quick little bits like that into account and try to push it off as paranormal. They also had another EVP, which was a whisper. And during some pressure changes on the data logger, they got this EVP that said, "My left leg." Wouldn't you believe that? In this area where there's apparently all these amputations and these soldiers having limbs amputated, and they have this EVP that says, "My left leg." Doesn't that just coincide with everything that you've learned about the Duff Green Mansion and the Dixie Room? Insane, isn't it? They go over how a lot of this could very well be residual energy. Again, as we talked about last week's episodes, once again, they believe that this could be residual energies. And so that's why they were getting these EMF spikes, and then they'd go away, and these shadows walking across windows and doors and things like that. It could all just be residual energy. And at the end of the day, everybody is happy. And that's how they ended episode 9. You've been warned. So, I don't know. Judging by the title of this episode, I would have thought that there would be some crazy things going on with the whole "You've Been Warned" title. However, we really came away with nothing, I would say. You had a few EVPs, you know, we sure. You know, the clicks and the shadows walking across a window. I'm going to tell you from experience, I've sat in many, many, many dark rooms with windows and doors. And if you're sitting in those rooms and it's pitch black, you can only see so much. I've even seen what I thought was things or shadows moving about. But I just chalk it up to being just my eyes playing tricks on me. I do not have 20/20 vision, and I know when I'm sitting in the pitch black that my eyes are going to be playing tricks on me, and I'm going to be seeing things moving in the corner of my eye, even though it's dark, and I'm sitting there looking for these things, and I don't take any merit into seeing shadows unless it's in a case like my teammate Mike told us about during their last investigation, where he saw a full-figured shadow just standing there, basically right in front of him. Something like that, as opposed to seeing something move across a window quickly out of the corner of your eye, I would take more seriously than someone seeing a shadow walk across a window quickly out of the corner of their eye. Just that's just my take on that. So we're going to get into episode 10. But first, I wanted to let you know there's only a couple days left to get in on our Capture Paranormal t-shirt contest. So head to facebook.com/CaptureParanormal. Hit that share page button. And then in the description, you can type whatever you want. Awesome group. Capture Paranormal rules. These guys suck. But make sure you use the hashtag CapturePod. And you're going to be entered into the contest to win a Capture Paranormal t-shirt, courtesy of TeePublic. And that contest ends November 1st, so get on it quickly if you're listening to this before November 1st. Get on it. Get on facebook.com/CaptureParanormal. Give us a like. Hit the share page. Use the hashtag CapturePod, and you are going to be entered to win a Capture Paranormal t-shirt. It is that easy, my friends. Just so easy. Also, if you want to grab a Capture Paranormal t-shirt or maybe some stickers or a hoodie, make sure you head over to captureparanormal.com, hit up the shop tab in the menu. That'll take you to either Teespring or TeePublic, where you can get some cool Capture Paranormal merch, help support the team, help promote the podcast. We have a whole bunch of cool designs up there right now, including Proud to Be a Paranerd, a callback to our earlier episodes, our Paranerd episodes. You too can be a Paranerd. We also have a brand new design, which is a nod to the Capture Paranormal podcast and the opening I do every episode with greetings and welcome, with a spooky haunted house image and the Capture Paranormal podcast text. I personally got that image on a hoodie, and I love it. I love wearing that hoodie. It's a really cool shirt. In the little haunted house, there's some little ghost in there, feel it close enough, and a, you know, hand on a window, things like that. It's a very cool shirt. We also have This Is My Ghost Hunting Shirt. So if you're out ghost hunting, make sure you have your ghost hunting shirt, right? So head to captureparanormal.com and the shop tab in the menu. Head over to our TeePublic store and you can pick up these cool designs, and you can pick what you want it on. If you want a sticker or a mug or a notebook, or there's so many options over there at TeePublic. And make sure you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, because every month pretty much they have a 35% off your entire order sale. So to find out when those sales are active, make sure you follow Capture Paranormal on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and be notified when the store is on sale and get 35% off of your order. Now, moving on to Ghost Hunters, episode 10, Blood on the Bayou. Another scary, frightening name for this Ghost Hunter episode. The team were at St. Joseph Plantation in Louisiana. Now, I did notice something with this episode and the previous episode, episode 9. When Grant, Daryl, and Kristen are doing their little get-together at the beginning of the episode, going over the video of the client and the claims and such, did you notice the guys sitting in the background, kind of on their phone or drinking their coffee? They kind of look the same in both those episodes. I'm wondering if those are maybe sound guys or extra assistance of some kind. I don't know. Maybe they're just completely different people, but it seemed to me like the background of both of those segments for both of these episodes, those guys look very similar. And what are they doing back there, huh? What are they doing? They're just sitting there or on their phone, or where's the waiters and the waitresses? That's my question too. Sometimes you don't see them. These guys are just sitting in the background doing their own thing, and while Grant and Daryl and Kristen are going over these claims and these videos from clients and such. And I don't know, it's just something I noticed. Anywho, getting back on track. So there was lots of deaths, apparently, on this plantation. We had Dr. Marique, who was a doctor on the property. And they mentioned, again, just like the previous episode, about amputations and it being a kind of a hub for these amputation procedures. And there was also a claim of a man in a white coat covered in blood. Could this have been Dr. Marik, or just someone else, or another spirit? Or were these people just making this up, or did they see this on a, while they're on a trip or something? Who knows? But we get into this episode. We have Daryl and Kristen. We're starting with Daryl and Kristen on this episode. I gotta check my notes. I think this is the very first time we start with Daryl and Kristen as opposed to Brandon and Mustafa. But regardless, they were in the morning room. They heard a noise above them, which sounded like it came from the attic. So they went up to look in the attic. Didn't find anything, but they were hearing more noises. Again, we go back to these clicks and these pops and these bangs that, after a while, it gets nauseating. We have Brian and Rochelle, who are in the Felicity Mansion. Nothing really came up there during that segment. We had Grant, Brandon, and Mustafa in Dr. Marik's office. They had some EMF hits, what they thought were footsteps. Then we had Daryl and Kristen in the cabins, where they thought they heard singing of some kind. Kristen went out solo. She left Daryl behind, and she went out solo into kind of the fields where she thought this singing was coming from, but nothing really came out of it. We had Grant, Brandon, Mustafa, and Daryl in the morning room. They got some EMF spikes and some cold spots. The cold spots thing, I'm just not... That's another thing. Put that up there with the knocks and the bangs and the clicks and whatnot, because that's just something I'm not... Especially when you're not there. You're not there to physically feel these things, but they were all kind of... saying there was a cold spot in the room and they're all feeling around in the air and, oh, it's warm up here. Oh, it's cold right here. And it's just one of those things. I think it doesn't play well on television. That's like, it would be the same thing as if I'm saying, look at my dog right here. Look at how white he is. Well, no, you can't see him because this isn't a visual podcast. This is an audio podcast. And it's the same thing with these shows where they're saying, oh, there's a cold spot right here. Well, that's nice because I can't feel that cold spot. I can't put my hand through the television screen to feel that cold spot. But sure, I'll take your word for it, I guess, because that's basically all I can do is take your word for it. So they also saw movement and a figure in a dress apparently walk into one of the other rooms. Brandon was adamant that he saw the tail end of the dress move into one of the other rooms, which for me, that would have been, I would love to have seen something like that in one of our investigations. That would be amazing to be able to see something like that, a figure in a dress or the tail end of a dress moving across the floor into another room. Why he didn't run right into that room is beyond me. However, I've been in that situation too before where I've seen something on camera, on the camera screen, and I was thrown for a loop. Looking back in retrospect, I wish I would have run towards what I had seen on camera, but I didn't. I just was not sure what I had seen, so it kind of threw me for a loop, and I was stuck there wondering what I just saw. If I just saw something, whether it was my eyes playing tricks and so on and so forth. However, he claimed to have seen this figure in this white dress. And again, I'll take his word for it. That would have been really cool to see. Too bad it wasn't caught on camera or any of the static cams or anything like that. We had Brandon and Mustafa in the cabins. They were doing an EVP session. Had some hits on the data logger. We then went to Grant, Brian, and Rochelle in the Felicity house. Again, what they thought, they were hearing footsteps. We went to Brian and Rochelle in the cabins, and they were in there for a little bit, and then they start getting eaten alive by mosquitoes, apparently. And in my favorite part of the entire season so far of Ghost Hunters. The brand new season, my absolute favorite part. Brian was exiting the cabin. The step broke and he took a fall. Thankfully, he wasn't injured or anything. But yeah, that step was absolutely destroyed. You think for those cabins being how old they are, you know, it was bound to happen eventually, especially a guy like Brian. He's a big burly dude. It'd be the same with me. I'm kind of a large dude, big burly dude, 6'2" and 290. So if I were to walk on one of those steps, who knows, I probably would have went right through it as well. But that was a pretty funny way to end the investigation there. Poor Brian falling through the steps. And like I said, luckily he was not injured or anything. I think he complained about his ankle hurting or something. But walk it off, Brian. Walk it off. Rub some dirt on it. So we had the big reveal. They went over Brandon seeing the white dress moving across the floor. They went over the footsteps that they apparently heard. And they went over an EVP of a woman, a woman's voice, but it was pretty unintelligible. You couldn't really tell what she was saying or what it was. It's, you know, one of those EVPs that we've spoke of on this episode already and in previous episodes. There was also a kind of hushed voice EVP saying, who is in this house? It was the Ghost Hunters. Why they didn't get the memo that the Ghost Hunters were there. Anyways, that was the other EVP they had. They thought that at the end of the day, it was most likely family members that were there. These entities, these spirits were not anything else other than most likely family of the long-standing generation of members of the family who resided at this this mansion, this on this plantation. And so at the end of the day, that's all they came away with. My question, my burning question, and maybe you guys had the same thing going through your head during this investigation, at the end of this investigation, was, did Brian ever fix that step? I mean, it broke. Like, that's, you know, should he maybe fix it himself or pay to have it fixed? I don't know. Other than that, that was episode 10 that wrapped up Blood on the Bayou. Ghost Hunters, episode 10. What'd you guys think? Huh? Let me know at Capture Paranormal on Instagram, facebook.com/CaptureParanormal, or you can go to CaptureParanormal.com, send an email to CaptureParanormal@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on Ghost Hunters, this new season, the episodes, whatever you want to let us know about, and maybe I'll read it on the podcast. And yeah, so make sure you do that. So other than that, like I said, make sure you follow us, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, CaptureParanormal.com, Patreon.com/CaptureParanormal. Enter the contest. If you're in the London, Ontario region, check out Jack FM on Halloween morning between 7 and 8 o'clock, I think, in the morning, to catch myself and Paul on Jack FM. We'll be doing an interview. Maybe I can get some audio from that and put it on the future podcast. So, like I said, make sure to follow us. Check out later this week for the Ghost Nation podcast. We'll be reviewing the latest Ghost Nation episode. And until next time, don't cross the streams, and we'll see you next time. Happy Halloween. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening. For more information on Capture Paranormal, visit CaptureParanormal.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the Capture Paranormal podcast.